The reading is taken from Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the time of King Herod, magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem, in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks, Andrew. Let me start with a question this morning. Have any of you gone on a journey because you were sure you knew where you were going and then realised you didn't? In 2011, there was a chap called Dennis Layton, and he went to visit his daughter in Swanley in Kent. He was driving from Windsor. And it's a 55-mile trip. Takes about an hour normally in the car. But in his words, Dennis got a little bit lost and ended up driving around the M25 and surrounding A roads for over 30 hours. His family reported him missing, and police found him in South London safe and well after he'd been spotted on the automatic number plate recognition cameras. He was believed to have slept in his car at service stations or laybys, turning a simple visit into a two-day saga. Well, I don't know if Dennis was using a sat nav or an old-fashioned map, but maybe you've been in a situation in the car where the sat nav says one thing, a sign says another thing, and your passenger says, "I'm sure it's that way." And you think, well, someone is wrong, and it could be me. That's a bit like the story of the Magi, the wise men, this morning. Because these are people who are serious about signs. They study the stars. They read patterns in nature. They notice things that other people don't notice. And then they see something extraordinary. They see a star that tells them that a king has been born in a far-off land. So what do? They don't just say, "Oh, that's interesting," and get back to what they were doing. They don't write an academic paper about it. They do something about it. So they pack their bags and they go. They set off on their epic journey. That's the first thing for me that Epiphany shows us. Faith is not just noticing, it's moving and acting on what you believe. So the Magi follow the star. And where do they end up? Well, they end up in Jerusalem, at Herod's palace. I suppose that makes sense, doesn't it? Because if you're looking for a king, the first place you might choose to look is in a palace, a royal palace. But they're in the wrong place. And I find that comforting too this morning. Why is that? Because it tells us you can be genuinely seeking God and still get bits wrong along the way. It's okay to get bits wrong. The wise men got the exact destination wrong, didn't they? Have you ever thought, if I was really following God, surely it would be a bit clearer than this? But here are these wise men, they are spiritual men, they're educated people, and they still need scripture. They still need guidance, and they still need correction. The star gets them moving, the scripture keeps them focused, and that's how often God works. Now let's talk about Herod. Herod knows exactly where the Messiah is supposed to be born. And he can quote the prophecy about the Messiah being born in Bethlehem. He's got all the information he needs. But notice this, Herod never goes to Bethlehem. It's not far from Jerusalem, it's a few miles up the road. He never goes there. The Magi, the wise men, they travel miles. The priests quote ancient verses of scripture from the prophet Micah. But Herod stays put. And here's another question that we may need to ask ourselves. It's an uncomfortable one. Is it possible to know the right answers about God and still not follow Jesus? See a few nods. Herod is afraid of losing control. He's afraid of another king. And he's afraid of change. And sometimes, if we're honest, our own personal Christian journey can feel a bit like that too. Because following Jesus isn't just about learning things, not about just filling our head with facts and figures. It's also about being changed. When the Magi finally arrive in Bethlehem, Matthew says, "The star stopped over the place where the child was, and when they saw the star, they were overjoyed." Not mild joy, not polite joy, but over-the-top joy. They were overjoyed. And then they do something very simple and very costly. They kneel before Jesus, they worship Jesus, and they give him expensive gifts. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. In the ancient world, you'd have paid a fortune for all of these things. Not leftovers, not spare change in the stable collection plate, not this might come in handy one day, baby Jesus. They give what matters. And another thing about Epiphany is that when you encounter Jesus, you don't leave unchanged. Which is why Matthew tells us they returned to their country by another route. Same people, different direction. And in a sense, that sums up our Christian walk, doesn't it? Same people, different direction. So what does this mean for us? Again, more questions, which you don't have to answer out loud. Where might God be nudging you to move rather than just think? Where might you know about Jesus but not yet be following him fully? And what gift, what time, what commitment might Jesus be inviting you to give today? Because Epiphany isn't just about wise men long ago. Epiphany is about whether we're willing to follow the light that we've been given, Jesus Christ. And that brings me to something very practical. Because as you may know, I've mentioned it two or three times already, from the middle of February, we're beginning a school of discipleship, a discipleship school. And over a period of time, we're going to be going deeper into the building blocks of our faith. And we do this by asking the big questions, like, what do Christians believe? Why and how do we pray? What are the sacraments for? You know, baptism and Holy Communion. What are they for? And what does following Jesus actually look like in everyday life? Think of it like this. The Magi had a star. We have scripture. We have 2,000 years of church wisdom and tradition to draw upon. These Magi didn't walk alone as individuals, and neither should we as Christians. So this discipleship school is not about becoming clever Christians. It's about becoming well-formed Christians who are confident in our faith. People who don't just know where Bethlehem is, but people who actually go to Bethlehem. So over the next few weeks, I'd really encourage you to think about and to pray about being a part of this school of discipleship. Initially, we'll start mid-February, we'll go through till Easter, and I'm sure after Easter we'll decide to meet together again. But let's just commit to meet for those first few Saturdays before Easter. And I'll be sending out the dates on the WhatsApp group this week, actually. So if you're not already on the WhatsApp group, sign up at the back on a sheet there. And perhaps ask this in your prayer time. Jesus, are you inviting me to take the next step? You don't need to feel ready. The Magi certainly weren't ready. And let's not forget, right, that they were actually a year or two late for Jesus' birth. They didn't turn up on that first Christmas night. They turned up much, much later, and probably not to a stable anymore either, probably another house where they were living. They were late. So no one's missed the boat. You just need a desire and a willingness to follow the light that we've been given. Shall we pray? Lord Jesus Christ, light of the world, you called the Magi to follow a star, and you call us to follow you. Give us courage to move when you lead, humility to learn when we don't understand, and generosity to offer you our lives. As we prepare for this season of learning and discipleship, stir our hearts, draw us deeper, and lead us by your Spirit into joy, worship, and new direction.